something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Suppose, maybe I should use this one. Suppose that this tablet, it's solid mass, right? Good. Let's suppose that we subjected this to extreme heat and brought it to a molten state and it became liquid. It will remain the same mass, but existing in a different state, in an expanded state, because the constituent particles are now more distant apart. Okay? So it's in an expanded state. Let's suppose that we take that liquid that this has been converted into through the application of heat energy. Okay? Let's suppose that this liquid, by the way, don't look at me like I'm a science professor. I'm not. I'm Pastor Chris, okay? So I'm neither a physicist nor a chemist. I'm just teaching you the word of God. All right. So let's suppose that this liquid that we now have, which is the same mass, it's only been expanded in the liquid state. We subject that liquid to more heat. What will happen is further expansion. The particles will be even more distant apart. And let's continue until it goes to the next state and form gases. And these gases are released into the air. If we were able to contain the gases, it would be the same mass as this thing was before, but in an expanded state such that this tablet has disappeared. I can't see it because it's all gas now, but it is not inexistent. It still exists, but in an expanded state. So someone says, oh, that tablet has disappeared. It has not disappeared. It exists, but in another state. Imagine if I had the ability, the power, the instrumentality to bring all of those particles back together. Then you say, oh, it's back, it's back, it's back. I can see it again. If we can understand what Jesus said, when he said to us, the very hairs of your head are numbered. Yeah. You've gotten rid of your hair on your head, for example. Okay? To you, you cut the hair long ago. It was either burnt or whatever it was. To you, it's gone extinct. It's not gone extinct.
It exists in some other state somewhere. Because Jesus said, every strand of hair on your head is coded. He said they are numbered. Arithmel, it means that they have been numbered, meaning they are given a definite code number. Are you following this? Every time a strand of hair falls from your head, God has a record of the exact hair. The code number of the hair from your head that fell down. And Jesus, in teaching that, wanted us to know that we were of more value than many sparrows. That if God went as far as taking and giving code numbers to the strands of our hair, he wanted us to know how important we were. And so imagine that you have become bald-headed and you've tried all the creams in the world. And nothing could bring it back. All you need is to do what the Bible says, to get into the heavenly realm. Go beyond time and space. Now let's look at it. Romans chapter 8. Let's begin from verse 1. Romans chapter 8, from verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, this is so powerful. It says, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after their senses. They're not walking according to their senses, but according to the Spirit. I told you, living the heavenly life is walking in the Spirit, is living in the Spirit and by the Spirit. So you see with the eyes of the Spirit. That means you go beyond time and space. So you become an unlimited person. Do you realize that for many Christians, they only recognize this when they are praying? Imagine they're praying for their uncle that is many, many, many kilometers away. How do you know that your prayer will affect him? Yeah? Because you're going beyond time and space. But God wants you to become conscious of that life, not when you're on your knees alone. Every day and everywhere you are. You'd be amazed. Now let's go and look at verse 2. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life, dear God. There's a law of life. That law of life is at work in your spirit. That law of life was activated when you were born again. So death is not at work in you. Life is at work in you. Because you're a child of God. Look at it. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free. He didn't say he's making me free. Hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Hath made me free. There are two laws here. There's a law of the Spirit of life and there's a law of death. And it lets us know that the law of life is more powerful than the law of death. So, the law of life has made me debt-free. Let me explain what that means. When you say, this thing is water-resistant. Okay? It's water-resistant. Meaning that if I put it into water, water cannot destroy it. Then, think about inside it being air-free. It means that air can't get into it and there's no air in it. It means it is what? Airtight. Now, when it tells you that he has made you debt-free, It means death has ceased to work in you. In fact, let me put it in the right way. Not that death has ceased to work in you, but that you are off death's limits. Not because he has made you to come out of death's limits. Oh God. He means that you don't belong there. So he is not saying, I want you to understand the language, because sometimes if we don't study the original carefully, we wouldn't get the sense. He's not the sense of deliverance he's given you. He is not saying the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed me from the law of sin and death. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. He has not freed me from the law of sin and death. He has made me death free. That means I am untouchable by death. Are you following this? These are two laws. So the law of death is not at work in me. The only way I can bring death into my life is by reprogramming myself through words of death. Sowing death back into my life. Sowing death back into my business. Sowing death back into my body. Sowing death back into my family. Sowing death into my path. But if I keep on saying, in my path, there is no death. Then I walk the way of life. Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, he's letting you know what law exists in Christ Jesus. Remember, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's where we are. We are in Christ Jesus. And the law that operates there is the law of life. Are you following this?
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 3. It says, for what the law? It's talking about the law of Moses. Okay? What the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. I wish I had time to explain that to you. God, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Oh, hallelujah. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Okay, look at this one. For they that are after the flesh, they that are who live according to the senses, they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh. They're concerned about the things of the flesh. I told you yesterday, they're the ones who get angry because somebody stepped on their toe. They're so mad because, you see, they're concerned about fleshly things. They're stirred by fleshly things. They're attracted to fleshly things. Their motivation is about fleshly things. Are you still there? They are the ones looking for, oh, I got to buy a bag that has a raining name. When you're supposed to be raining. Even sometimes, those who wear glasses, sometimes they buy glasses that are raining. They want a frame that has a name. You know, the name of some designer. That's not a bad thing anyway, you know, because it might be a matter of quality. Some names have better quality. But if it's just because you want to brag about the name of the stuff you are carrying, you're carnal. Yeah, you shouldn't be bragging about. No, you shouldn't brag about such things. Brag about Christ in you. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you want to buy something because it's got a good name, because of its quality. That's for you. That's okay. But don't do it because you want some fellow to see, you know, what name you're carrying. Why isn't it your name? So don't invest in the flesh. Glory to God. For they that are after the flesh mind, they do mind the things of the flesh. You see, that's what they're concerned about. See, they mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. See, what do you mind? What are you concerned about? What are the things that stare you? What are the things that make you happy? The things that jar or stare your emotions will tell you where you're at. In the life you're living, the things that offend you or make you happy, whether they are of the flesh or of the Spirit. Okay, it's not true yet. Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You see that? To be carnally minded. I don't know how I'm going to get this money. I don't know how I'm going to get this job. I don't know who I'm going to talk to. To be carnally minded is death. He says you're going back to that law of death that the life of Christ has brought you completely free of. Why do you want to go back there? I don't know who to help me. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You start feeling bad because your friends you used to know don't recognize you anymore. Do you ever stand on the roadside and while you're waiting there, an old friend of yours just came and, you know, passed and splashed water on you and you recognize that car? The guy used to be your friend. He didn't even stop to pick you. Then you say, such is life. If you stay like that, you're going to get old like that. You get older and older and age until you die a sad man. Be happy. Wave to him. Because your own car is coming. Learn to be happy. Learn to be full of joy. Once the devil can knock your joy out of you, he's got you tied up. Never forget that. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. So once the enemy can get your joy out of you, and gets you frustrated and angry and offended without exuding that joy and living in that joy, then he's got you under his arm. He's got you tied up. And frustrated people frustrate others. Unhappy people make others unhappy. Hurting people hurt others. That's the way it is. They don't see any reason why you should be too happy. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. All right, next verse. Well, it says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Next verse. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Did you know that? Well, what is the carnal mind? Carnal mind doesn't mean sinful mind, but it is prone to sin. You see that? Carnal mind just means ordinary. Just the ordinary guy. You know, people say, oh, you know, I'm just an ordinary guy. And you know, when I got born again, I ceased to be ordinary. So you know, we ordinary guys. That means we carnal guys. What a description. I'll never describe myself as ordinary. And I don't accept someone describing me as ordinary because I'm not ordinary. I'm born again. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I couldn't be ordinary. Got the word of God in me. Got the life of Christ in me. How could I be ordinary? Carnal means ordinary, of mere human understanding. That's what it means to be carnal. Just general, just normal human life. And the Bible says to be like that is to be in enmity against God. He doesn't like you to be ordinary. He doesn't want you to just be ordinary. But if you don't know the word of God, you think it's normal because that's the language around you. Because all the people around you say that, you know, we ordinary people. So they think it's nice. They think it's normal communication. But you see, when you learn the word of God, you stop talking like that. You see, that's what the Bible says. Go to Romans. We'll come back here. Go to Romans chapter 12. Let's read from verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. He says, don't become like those around you. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. He's talking about a metamorphosis. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Can you see that? How are you going to renew your mind? Through information. If you don't know, you just will be where others are. And what did God say? My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He says, if you will walk like this, walk in the will of God, renewing your mind, he says, your life will prove the acceptable, he says, the good, the acceptable, and perfect will of God. These are three levels of God's will. And the highest of them is the perfect will of God. You still there? All right. So go back to verse 7 we were. Yeah. It says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for his... Look at that. It says, it's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. You see. It says, carnal people, carnal minds are not subject to God's word. And they cannot be subject to God's word until they have another life. A man must be born again. And when you receive that other life, you become spiritual. Say, I'm not carnal. I'm spiritual. I'll show that to you in a second. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Verse 8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You see, who are those in the flesh? Those who walk in the senses. They don't walk by faith. For the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Look at them here now. These are the people who walk without faith. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Those who say, seeing is believing. Show it to me first. Seeing is believing. They cannot please God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.